If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Some secrets are kept in the basement, others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
The trial of Lori Shaver, well, it is coming to the close, at least as of right now, and I'm recording this on Friday afternoon, the 13th. It's Friday the 13th. I just realized that, Bob. So we may have a verdict by the time you're watching this or listening to this, but we're going to give you a little rundown on what this case is all about. Of course, Lori accused of murdering her husband, Michael Shaver, who disappeared back in 2015. 2018, Michael's remains were found buried in the backyard of their home. Not a good look if, your missing husband shows up buried in the backyard. She claims that Michael left with a friend and never returned, but a lot of suspicions arose when she moved in with a new relationship shortly after his disappearance. That's kind of the nutshell of the case. Joining me, Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. And you've been covering this on your channel and even live streaming it. So what was the trial all about? And what did you see over the last few days covering it?
It was a weird one. You know, it's like every time you just start thinking you can't see anything more bizarre and horrifying than the last thing you watch, then another case comes right down the pike. And This one was, I mean, in a lot of ways, it was, you know, kind of your run-of-the-mill spouse kills another spouse type case. Mm-hmm. But this one had X factors. As you stated, three years went by, after Michael kind of vanishes off the face of the earth, and his family starts receiving sporadic text messages from his phone. Other employees receive a couple text messages from him. There's some posts on his Facebook page. Some people receive messages from his messengers, Facebook Messenger. So there's kind of this thought that, you know, and Lori is, putting this story out there that he's just abandoned his family and he's gone to start a new life somewhere. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to 2018, as you stated, a buddy of his, an old buddy, longtime buddy, calls sheriff and says, look, I'm not buying that my buddy just vanished off the face of the earth and never is going to contact me again. There's something off about it. I'm calling in a wellness check. So they go over to the house, knock on the door. Lois says, oh yeah, come on in. They search the house a little bit. As soon as they talk about going out to check out the fire pit, which is where the concrete slab was laid, and then they built a makeshift fire pit on top of it with weird tree stump seats. Thing looks like, we call it Bonehenge, which is probably in bad taste. But
maybe they were Odinists. Maybe it was an Odinist altar.
At this point, I can't put anything past anybody. So ultimately, they end up, she says, get out of my house as soon as they bring up the concrete, the concrete slab. And they come back with a warrant. They start digging. Sadly, they find the remains of Michael Shaver. But yet, she's not arrested for a couple years after that. You know, so.
How?
Yeah. It's like, obviously, the ME cannot really give a time of death with any kind of accuracy because he's skeletal. Essentially, all they can tell is that he was shot in the back of the head. So, I mean, you've got this circumstantial case wherein common sense would seem to dictate who else would have a motive to kill him, who would bury him in his own backyard. You know, I mean, yes. It's like the common sense side of it is, so that's where the X factor comes in.
Okay.
So after she's arrested, it then turns out that her then 7-year-old daughter, her daughter was 7 years old in 2015. The story comes to be that her 7-year-old daughter, during the midst of this argument between Michael and Lori, and he was out of the house at that point. The story was that he came back to the house, and at that point, this huge fight erupts out in the backyard. He's getting very physical with her, and that the 7-year-old goes into the house, goes into her mom's bedstand drawer, pulls out a little pink .38 caliber weapon, proceeds to walk back out to the patio. Her father is still, he's seated in a lawn chair, and she walks up behind him and shoots him in the back of the head. Yeah, but the story continues to get weirder. So the man that Lori happens to be dating, this guy named Jeremy Townsend, was there that morning, as it was his habit, because his kids go to the same school that Lori's do. He hears the gunshot. The story is that he walks into the house. He grabs the gun away from the child, says, "Take the kids out of here. I'm going to finish the job." He allegedly shoots Michael again. And
rather than calling 911.
Hey, don't ask me, man.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you what the story is. By the time that she gets back, there's no trace of Michael anywhere. And apparently, you know, this Jeremy Townsend guy, according to the defense, has buried Michael in the backyard, unbeknownst to Lori, who then almost a year later lays that concrete slab, and then they put the fire pit on top of it. So that's the story. That's the defense's story. And obviously the state is of the mindset that's all a bunch of bullshit. The story's ridiculous. But at the end of the day, the defense really just harped on, this is a circumstantial case. You don't have anybody that saw Lori Shaver kill anybody. You've got this injection of two other people that they're claiming are the shooters. You've got, you know, what he considers just be stacking of social media posts that he's saying, you know, look, yes, there was flowers sent to her boyfriend's wife that were allegedly sent by Michael Shaver. And yes, there were messages sent from Michael Shaver's Facebook messenger to her boyfriend's wife saying, "Hey, my wife's a whore and she's sleeping with your husband. I want to meet." So it's like, all these things exist in the world. And, you know, the defense is like, look, all these things may exist in the world. However, none of them make her a murderer. You know, like maybe she's just covering up for her daughter. Maybe she wanted to protect her daughter.
Yeah.
She's got no duty to report the crime. So, yeah, it was a crazy trial.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a 5-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.